In 1936, Buck Clayton happened to be traveling from the West Coast across the country when he stopped to visit his mother in Kansas and dropped in on the Kansas City music scene. Now, Basie had just lost trumpeter Hot Lips Page, and Clayton was almost instantly hired into the Count Basie Orchestra. He found Basie to be, quote, a nice, congenial cat that knew all the answers, adding in his memoir that, I'd never heard such swinging music in my life. There were only 9 of them, but that 9 could outswing anything I'd ever heard. They never let up. They would swing you into bad health, end quote. Though Clayton was shocked to be offered only $14 a week to play at the Reno Club in Kansas City, he took it because he loved the band's music so much. And Buck was no fool. He knew the band had upcoming gigs in Chicago and New York, and the timing did turn out to prove lucky for him as the Basie Band hit it big very soon. Clayton's heard on the band's early signature hits, 1 o'clock Jump, Jumping at the Woodside, and here's a little of his solo from Swingin' the Blues. The Basie sound was like no other. They could either blow other orchestras off the bandstand or create dark and subtle moods with new sounds that had never been heard before in music. Basie's most distinctive soloists, saxist Lester Young, Buck Clayton, and trombonist Dickie Wells, were often featured in the 1938 and 39 Basie small bands. The mysterious Dickie's Dream, even though I've heard this 100 times, still gives me chills every time I hear it. Thank you. Good Morning Blues, the Kansas City 7 featuring Buck Clayton. Incidentally, that fine electric guitar work was by the magnificently talented Eddie Durham, who also played trombone and did a lot of the best arranging and writing for the Basie bands. And we heard the sly and mysterious Dickie's Dream, no doubt named for the other Basie trombonist, Dickie Wells. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this focus on swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton. Among Clayton's notable achievements was his 30 or so titles recorded with Billie Holiday between 1937 and 39, often alongside some of his buddies on loan from the Basie Orchestra, most notably saxophonist Lester Young. Buck and Billie had become very close friends during her brief stint as singer for the Basie Orchestra, and I suspect that they were at times much more than just good friends, that they were lovers. Clayton, whom she called the prettiest cat I ever saw, is heard on some of Billie Holiday's best early records. Next are several recordings where Clayton backed Billie, and, as read from his memoir, his own words recalling Billie.
My first recording was with Teddy Wilson, along with Billie Holiday, just about 2 weeks before Basie made his first recording. As I walked with Lester Young into the studio, I was surprised to see so many people that I'd never actually seen before. There was Benny Goodman running up and down on his clarinet, warming up, Teddy Wilson, who I'd never seen, and Billie herself. Billie and I immediately became friends, and soon we were recording. Such pleasure I had backing up Billie's songs to her vocals. When she would record, I would watch her mouth, and when I saw she was going to take a breath or something, I knew it was time for me to play between her expressions. It's what we call filling up the windows. We made several more dates with Billie after that. In fact, whenever Basie would be in town, we were sure to be called to play with the lady.
I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Buck Clayton further recalls,
Billie had joined the Basie band. She was great to work with, and she was game to do anything that we would do. She would shoot dice with us, joke with us, and in general, do everything that we would do. We all liked Billie. Sometimes on the bus at night, when everybody else would be sleeping, Billie and I would talk. Sometimes when we were in New York, she would take me by her mother's restaurant, and I'd have some ham hocks and turnip greens and other soul goodies. When we first met Billie Holiday, she made it her business to take Lester and myself all around Harlem. We'd go to all the joints in Harlem. You sure couldn't ask for a better chaperone than Billie, as everybody seemed to know her. From every corner in Harlem, there would be talk of Billie. Some of it good and some of it bad. but we three were always pretty tight together.
I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my thank you.
Trumpeter Buck Clayton, an intimate of Billie Holiday for a time in the late 30s, backing her on several of her signal masterpieces. And Buck's recollections of Holiday from his 1988 autobiographical memoir, special thanks to reader Joe Hughes. And that last tune, Don's Blues, was the Buck Clayton sextet of 1949, with his longtime associate from the Basie Band, Don Byas, on tenor sax. Aside from his fame backing Billy and in the Basie Orchestra, Clayton also had a very successful career recording and performing as a star soloist in many remarkable bands. Also, it's little appreciated that Clayton was a pretty fair arranger and composer. He was unofficial musical director for Basie and went on to write and arrange for Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and Duke Ellington. During World War II, Buck was briefly in the Army playing music under the leadership of Cy Oliver and Mercer Ellington, and won an Esquire Gold Award for Best Musician in the Armed Forces. Fortunately, he was stationed in New Jersey, close enough to New York to continue jamming and recording with his civilian buddies. Here's Clayton's quintet recording of Sweethearts on Parade from Paris, 1953. And though he's best known for his subtle muted trumpet work, note how strongly he can play open horn during this opening chorus. Thank you. Buck Clayton was a key element in the Basie Orchestra, friend and accompanist to Billie Holiday, a talented composer, arranger, and bandleader, and is remembered as one of the handsomest and best-dressed men of jazz. Buck helped shape the swing sound and for decades remained a major talent in the art of jazz music. In part two of this focus on Buck Clayton, we'll hear more of his Paris recordings, more of his outstanding 1988 swing band, and focus on his early years in Los Angeles. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website. Jazz Hot, one word, Big Step, also one word, .com. Lastly, here's a minor masterpiece from one of the small Basie ensembles that features Lester Young tenor and Buck Clayton. The 1939 Love Me or Leave Me. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.